It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes Afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
Wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 10-10. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich, Wednesday, August 25th. You can call us right now. Jump on the air with us right now at 877-937-1047. I'm so excited to tell you guys about a documentary that I watched yesterday. It's so good. I can't wait to tell you about it. But what's more important is to get into Suzette because she went to the hot dog place that I talked about yesterday.
Oh, that is very important. Hot dogs.
Yes. Or corn dogs. Corn dogs. Yesterday I was telling you guys about this corn dog place. It was just sensational. And then Suzette was sold a pair. You sold a pair of shoes from the sneaker app or something, right?
Yeah. It was like in that area. And I was like, okay, might as well stop by because I am 9 months pregnant. And whenever like you present food that looks amazing, I just have to have it. There's no ignoring that. So we went and it was my husband, Mr. Baby, and my friend, Lauren. And we both, like, we each got 2 corn dogs. And they look phenomenal. They just look great. So it's kind of hard to pick. And the cool thing about these corn dogs is they can be stuffed with, like, cheese. So we got 2 each. We sat in the car, turned the AC on, and we tried them, and they were so good. I've never enjoyed a corn dog so much in my life. I killed those 2 corn dogs like that. And they usually get full with just one. But they were so good. My husband left, like, half of one last night, and he left it in the fridge. This morning, I killed it.
So he's going to wake up like, I can't wait to have my corn dog.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to get yelled at today.
Did you take my corn dog?
But it's worth it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We can get in the biggest fight. It's worth it. I was not going to let that just sit in there.
Was there a line?
There was a line, but it actually goes by really fast.
And did you have to order and then go outside right away?
Yeah.
And did they call the number like they said, 1-7, pick up your meal.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It was weird, but it worked.
Yeah, it like, works.
Their
system.
Little system is perfect. I actually have a video of us eating, and I couldn't post it because I just looked disgusting. Like, I was going.
You're going to town.
That is, that is work.
Ooh, that cheese is pulled. Wow. Yes. I didn't get the cheese. Damn.
Oh, you have to try the cheese,
I got the spicy
man.
Meat, the spicy hot dog.
For a beginner, which one would you tell them to get?
So I tried everyone's because we all got different ones. And I really like the one that has the potatoes on.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That one's my favorite.
I was so overwhelmed by their menu that I just said, give me the first 4 on the
oh,
menu.
That's good.
Because I was stressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was like so like, you know what I mean? Like it was like, hurry up, what do you want? And I was like, ah. So I just ordered, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Good. So happy.
Customer service is amazing too. They were really nice.
Yeah. So, man. And meanwhile, I started the juice cleanse yesterday. So I did the full on, I started day one of my juice cleanse. And I legit, in fact, what I'm about to tell you about the juice cleanse is not a good thing, is I didn't finish all my juices, right? And you got to do your juices.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't want to pee all night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure.
You have to time it out.
I know I didn't
so
because
you're not drinking
I'm
right
doing,
before bed.
I'm doing 2 things at one time, which I don't know if is good or not. I'm fasting and cleansing. So I'm not having my first juice till after 1.
Oh,
that's
man.
Too late. That's too late. Well, what are you doing?
I'm learning
what
that.
What are you doing?
I'm learning that because all of a sudden I had to slam all these juices between 1 and I'm also trying
worry
to drink.
I about you, John Jay. I do. You
modify things like in the most ridiculous way.
Well, I hear fasting's good for you. So I fast till 1, and then I had my first juice at like 1:30. Actually, I had to lay down because I did yoga. I thought I was going to die. And then I had... And then I had the juice. And then also, I haven't gone to the bathroom yet since the corn dogs. So the corn dogs are still rolling inside me. You know
are
what
you
I mean?
Drinking water?
I drink a lot of water.
Are you still doing coffee in the morning?
Yeah.
That's probably why you can do the fasting because it suppresses your appetite.
I know, but nothing's coming out.
Uh-oh.
I know, except for the juice.
I think you should just pick one thing at a time.
I know.
You know, at one point this
she kind of looks like a model right now. Look at her. All flannel. Model the hair.
Don't deflect. We're talking about your issues right now, John Jay.
I have all kinds of issues. So listen, you want me to tell you about this documentary?
Yeah.
I didn't know this documentary was coming out. I turned on the TV. You know how you ever do it? You just turn on TV and you're like, okay, what's up? Let me go hit all the apps. Mm-hmm. And I usually start off with Netflix. Mm-hmm. And there was a thing for this Caitlyn Jenner documentary. Right? Did you guys know that she had a documentary coming out?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so this thing... I actually watched it 1.5 times because I got a half hour through and I was so blown away by this. I had to watch it again with my kids, my wife. So it's her talking about her life as Bruce Jenner. And I don't, you know, like when Bruce Jenner was famous, like we weren't born yet when he started. And then when he got in the Olympics, maybe like we were like a year old or something like that, right? So what Bruce Jenner accomplished is it's like a movie. It's like a rock. It's like better than a Rocky movie, his story. And the way they tell it, the way she tells it, and the way she separates herself from Bruce, she goes, that's Bruce. That's what Bruce did, you know? And all the credit to Bruce. And she explains how when she was a kid, she had these feelings inside. She wasn't secure about herself. She didn't know who she was yet. But meanwhile, so what she did was she became a great athlete. She went after sports. And when they show, and they have... They have all the video of it from him being a kid. Like, he raced cars. He raced motorcycles. He water skied. He played basketball. He played football. He went to college on a scholarship to play football. And then he got hit in the knees, shattered his knees. Mm. So then he started doing track. And then he started doing the decathlon. Then he trained for the Olympics. And he made it in the 72 Olympics. But he placed 10th. And there was this Russian guy that won the Olympics. And the Russian guy... was one of those kids like you always hear in the movies in Russia. Like, he was born and they put him in athletic camp. Mm-hmm. And the Russian kid trained in athletic camp for the Olympics. And he won the Olympics. And Bruce Jenner said, I'm going to beat that guy. And he trained from 72 to 76. He trained 365 days a year, 8 hours a day with his dog, with no trainer.
Oh, really?
And trained every day. And they have video. He filmed it all, right? And then he meets his wife, his first day at college, this girl Christy. And she supports him. They have this amazing relationship. And then they're cutting back to him as Caitlyn Jenner. And she explains stuff. And then she'll say, at this moment here, I won this race. And I looked at myself in the mirror, but I knew I was Caitlyn. And it was,
wow.
And they show it all, right? It gives you goosebumps. And then he goes and they show each, there's 10 events in the Olympics. And they walk you through it. They're playing every single thing as he wins. And they show you the scores and how he go. Because when you win the decathlon, the title is, you're the greatest athlete in the world. And then Bruce Jenner wins. And it is unbelievable, his life. Like, he wins, he's recognized, his marriage falls apart. And then he goes, and he has a kid. You know, I bet you could name all his kids, right?
It's tough. Because, like, the Jenner side, I get a little confused.
Brody.
Like Brody.
That's the only one I know.
And then there's another B name.
Bert.
And another B name.
There's Bert. Bert's the first kid. Yeah. Bert Jenner. You never hear about Bert.
No, you
And he doesn't look like any of them. But Bert's the first kid he had with his first wife. Uh-huh. And then they get divorced. And then when he was in sixth grade, Bruce Jenner decided to transition. Mm-hmm. And this is in the 80s. And he started to transition. And he had the conversation with his ex-wife and his son. And then he couldn't do it. He stopped. And then he meets Kris Jenner. And he marries Kris Jenner. And then he has all these home videos of all the Kardashians that I don't think has ever been seen before. And he shows him driving to school. And he goes, I like being the dad. Then he goes, and then this show started. And he's keeping up with the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
And then he decides to transition. And he hasn't told anybody yet. And then he explains how TMZ starts busting the story out.
Remember?
And he hadn't told his kids yet.
It was because he got the surgery.
They do the whole thing. He's like, I had my Adam's apple removed, and I'm walking out of the alley, and TMZ's there. And he goes, I hadn't told my kids yet. Only my son knew. And he goes, and it's brutal. It was the worst point of my life. I'm trying to be a great parent. And I'm going through this thing, and TMZ's following me everywhere. I mean, dude, the way this thing unfolds is unbelievable.
He's got like five biographies in one story.
It's a movie and a half. By itself, it's unbelievable. And then he finally transitions. He's 72 years old. Or she's 72 years old. And then they talk to his son a lot, the Bert guy a lot.
Is that who he had told?
She had told Bert.
But not Brody?
No, they were barely. They talk about Brody. They show Brody.
I kind of feel like they're not very close.
Yeah, because there's a marriage there.
You can pick that up from all the different shows.
There's a marriage there that they don't. I went and Googled everything, and there's one marriage there they don't explain. That's the marriage where he had Brody. In between Chris and the first woman.
Oh, interesting.
But he's literally the most famous guy in the world, and you guys got to see this documentary. It is so fascinating.
On Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Well, the fact that she's that open,
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Would you say in the 70s or whenever he won the Olympics, he was like LeBron James famous?
Bigger than LeBron James famous, I think. Yeah. When you see the show, I mean, he was. But the story, the way he trained, and then he literally becomes the greatest athlete of all time. And to know that he's battling with his identity, it's unbelievable. Yeah. She's unbelievable.
It's John Jay and Rich.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
I ain't going out like a sucker, no way.
All right, this is not Spring Break Bust. This is something else. We got a request last week to try to do a kind of a version of Spring Break Bust. We're calling it College Confessions. We solicited, we asked for this type of thing. We got a call. We got an email from Nell. Nell, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, so what is your situation? How can we help you?
Well, my boyfriend Andres just went to college. I'm still in high school. And he's now going to UC Santa Barbara. So I basically just want you to call and check in on him. I want to know what he's up to. Like, you know, I trust him. I just want to know, you know, what kind of mischief or trouble he's getting into that he's not telling me.
Have you guys made a vow to stay just you two in the relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for over a year.
And you trust him? He hasn't given you like a reason to not trust him?
No, I trust him. I mean, I'm sure that he's having a lot of fun with his friends. He said he's made new friends and stuff, but I just kind of want to know what they're up to. But yeah, I think I trust him to an extent.
Okay, so let me tell you something real quick. So I went to San Diego State, and San Diego State at the time was like the number two party school in the country. Oh. Like, we wore t-shirts, we were proud. Number two. Number one was Chico State, right? But we would leave San Diego State and we would go to UC Santa Barbara to really party. And UC Santa Barbara was out of control. I mean, like, in the streets, like Mardi Gras, like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. And I could tell you some stories there of the things that happened to me.
I don't think Nell wants to hear that.
No. It was crazy. Crazy. Crazy there. So I'm sure he's fine, though.
I hope so. I'm a little nervous now.
Yeah.
Now, is he giving you any reason to, you know, be suspicious? Like, is it just the fact that he's starting college that's making you feel uneasy?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, he's not doing anything suspicious, you know. I just don't really have any, like, details. It's kind of, like, vague. Like, oh, you know, I just met some friends and, like, we're hanging out. Like, it's just kind of vague, no details. But it's also because, you know, I'm still here in high school, and this is the first time I've tried the long distance thing.
Well, so we're going to call him. Now, what do we do? We'll do the kind of like the Spring Break Bust thing. We're like, hey, man, we're calling people that are new at school.
College reporter my checking
son,
in on the
My
vibe.
Son's at school. You know, I talked to him last night. He went to Chipotle. What'd you do last night? What's it go? How's it going? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know? All right.
Yeah, you have to put up like huge Chipotle. Boring, right?
Yeah.
That's how what college is about, right?
You had a big meeting for Rush. It's so funny because when I went to school, rushing a fraternity was so like unofficial. Now it's like a big official thing.
Yeah,
it's
part of huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal, but I mean, it's like engraved into the school.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, to make
it's a big
sure,
event.
Right. And there's all because of hazing and stuff, right. I'm assuming, because things got out of control.
And even though it's like the beginning of school, everyone parties the day before syllabus day because you know you're not going to do anything in your classes other than go over what the course is going to be like. Mm-hmm.
And Jake had syllabus day yesterday for one class and syllabus day today because he's got classes all week. Mm-hmm. All right. So we will call Andres and ask him how school is going. So he's been there a couple weeks already, right?
Yeah. No, he's been there for like over a month because I helped move him over the summer.
Okay. Oh. All right. But has school started already? Like, you know how?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, school's been going for a few weeks now.
Okay. So you hold on the line. We'll get him on the phone. And we'll get a recap. College Confessions. See how crazy he's been. College Confessions continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. We're in the middle of a new thing. It's called College Confessions. We got Nellie on the line. She's in high school, and her boyfriend's in college at UC Santa Barbara. It's a great school. It's a beautiful campus. So she wants to see how her boyfriend's doing. He moved over there over the summer. She helped him move. School started. She talks to him all the time. She wants to check in. We were on the air soliciting and on social media because this might be a new thing we try. Just check in with people that are in college relationships. And now you feel pretty good about it, right? How long you guys been together?
Over a year. So we met in high school.
I was dating a girl when I was a freshman in college. I was dating a senior in high school, my first girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it was weird as I'm like in college now. I was 17 in college and I had to like go to her prom and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. She was older than me.
Oh.
I know, right? But I was still like, I'm going to go to prom. But I did. And then she cried because I dyed my hair blonde. My mom my mom did because she was going to beauty school.
She cried?
Because it was so beautiful.
Because my mom was going to beauty school and she would experiment on my hair. And she turned my hair bleach blonde. And then when the girl saw it, she started crying. So my mom said, Mikita, I can fix it. I can fix it. And then she tried to dye it again and it turned orange.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to show you a picture. It's terrible. All right. Peyton's talking to him right now. So Peyton, is he ready? Will he go on there with us?
Yeah, he's ready to go right now.
Okay. Hey, Andres. Andres, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hey, how are you? You're on the air. John, Jane, Rich.
Oh, hi. Hi. I'm doing good. Yourself?
Good. Well, you know, I mean, as a parent, I've been pretty emotional. I took my son to, you know, the university, moved him into his dorm room over the weekend. I know you moved to Santa Barbara not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
How is life in Santa Barbara?
It's good. It's a little bit rough, but overall, I'm trying to keep my head above the water. And you know, I think I'm doing the darn thing, so I can't complain.
Are you missing your family?
To a point. I mean, when I first moved out here, you know, I was a little bit homesick. But I feel like that's starting to wane more so now.
You said it was rough. What's rough?
I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I feel like, you know, because of everything that's going on, it's a little bit difficult to find a job.
Well, how's school going?
I'm not the guy to ask about school. I'm just like currently just I heard just working right now, but I can't really comment on school or anything.
Well, didn't you move there to go to UC Santa Barbara?
Yes. In a way, yes.
What does that mean?
I moved out here to go to UC Santa Barbara, but things didn't really work out. So, life kind of takes a whole different path. And I'm kind of going with the flow of life right now to see what works out best for me. And that doesn't seem to be UC Santa Barbara. So
you're
Wait,
not going to
what?
School?
Wait, you're not in school?
But what's happening here?
You're not in school.
Um, Oh, I didn't think we were gonna have to do this over the phone like this. No, I'm currently not in school, literally.
I helped you move to Santa Barbara to go to school. Like, so you're just down there hanging out, doing nothing? I'm super confused right now. So you've been lying to me? You've been lying to your family?
I'm not doing nothing. The school didn't work out. I'm trying my best to just make sure that I'm keeping my head afloat. I mean, something that is good that I did, you know, even though school didn't work out, I got a kitty cat. You know, I'm trying to help the you know, environment. I'm trying my best to do what I can do. But, I mean, school didn't work out.
So doing your best is just lying to me? Like, what else are you lying about? Like, I
didn't mean to lie to you about school. It just didn't work out. I mean, if anything, I would say it was just a little white lie, if anything. I mean, those don't
No, that's hurt. Not a white lie. That's a big lie. You're moved away. You're not even with me. So you could even be home and be with me, but you're not. You're just down there doing whatever. Like, I don't know. If you're lying about this, do you have a girlfriend down there? Like, I don't know. Because you just lie about everything, apparently.
No. I feel like you're just being dramatic right now. I feel like that's at two different ends.
I think dramatic.
I think you're being dramatic.
Well,
so how did school not work out? You were enrolled. You were supposed to go. What about it didn't work out?
I just felt like it wasn't a good fit. I feel like the people there weren't a good fit. Financially, it was looking a little bit iffy, and the vibes just weren't my cup of tea. So I just dropped.
I feel like you would mention that to your girlfriend.
Right.
You know, like, that'd be somebody you could confide in.
I would have mentioned that.
You're so casual about it. Like, this is just something people do.
But this is exactly why I didn't want to mention it, because you, my family, you guys can be decently judgmental. I figured I would do what I need to do, hopefully have that in some kind of better career path or something else like that, and then I would come back stronger than I was before, than when I left you. But now it seems like this has gone completely left. But, I mean, I didn't intend to hurt you. I didn't intend to hurt my family. But, you know, I'm trying to do what's best for me. So, I mean,
which is being down there doing nothing with a cat.
So you consider rescuing a cat to be doing nothing?
No, I consider that you could rescue a cat anywhere. It just doesn't make any sense to me that you're leading this, like, double life. Like, down there, you're not in school. You've been lying, saying you're in school, going to class every day, and now you're just doing nothing with a rescue cat. This doesn't make any sense. Why are you acting like this is normal? This is crazy.
So I actually didn't mean to hurt anybody, but, you know, I'm just concerned about getting cut off from my parents, because, you know, you can kind of be how you can kind of be, and I love you for that, but then my mom, you know, if she was to find out stuff, then she would probably cut me off from the family as well, and I'm trying to make sure that no matter what, I'm going to be good, like, regardless of what whatever happens, I'm going to be good, I'm going to be, you know, situated. So I'm trying to do the best course of action for me right now.
Hey, let me jump in. Let me try to understand
what's
something.
For you? You're so selfish.
So you got accepted to UCSB, you went there, and then you didn't like what was happening and you dropped?
Correct.
Okay. But you don't want to tell anybody because your parents are funding you.
Correct.
Now, and you, Nell, as a girlfriend, in the last couple weeks, has he been acting like, oh, hey, I got to go to my history 101. Like, has he lied?
Yes,
like,
he's been acting like he's got homework and class, and he just doesn't want his parents to cut him off financially and what's best for him. Like, this is so selfish and ridiculous. Like,
right, but I want to get down to the detail of the lie. Is he lying like that? Like, I got to go. I got homework. I got to go. I got class. I got to go. He's doing that.
Yeah, he's been lying like that. I assumed, I mean, this is the last thing I expected.
I mean, technically, I wasn't lying, because I did have homework in other kinds of ways, and I was in her pictures and stuff like that too. I mean, the stuff may be old, but I mean, the things that needs to be done. I did have homework that needs to be done. I was in the pictures of it. So, like, once again, like, yes, was it a lie? Absolutely. But I feel like there's
it was a big lie. You said you had an essay.
Lying and then a white lie. And I definitely feel like the situation falls into a white lie. Definitely a bigger white lie than usual. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can wholeheartedly agree to that. But a white lie in the end of it.
What about the essay part? Was that just a Mexican friend?
That sucks though that you have to keep that from your girlfriend. Like that's a big lie.
It's a huge lie.
Are you to tell his parents?
If he's not going to, I'm going to. This is ridiculous. I feel like I don't know you. You've been lying about everything. Like I swear, like you could be cheating on me. This is something that cheaters do.
Andres, you need to be all like, you know what, babe, you're in high school, you don't understand.
No, definitely don't do that.
I used to do that stuff to my sister all the time. Yeah. Oh, if you're so smart, why are you in 10th grade? Because I was a senior or whatever, you know, because I'm older. Every time my argument with her is just because I was older. But
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, anyway, I think you two got a lot to talk about.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, Nell, you want to know how he's doing? Sounds like he's doing okay. He's just not going to school. It doesn't sound like he's got a girlfriend. You know, but Andres, thanks for going on the air with us.
Yeah. Thank
you. He's out there running the campus, taking selfies on campus and saving them instead of through it. Notice all the pictures he sent you, he's wearing the same clothes. All right, that's College Confessions with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay. Rich.
All right, the vibe for horoscopes is that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the nicest and the meanest people in the world. So are you nice or are you mean based on your horoscope sign?
Lupe.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
A Leo. All right. So for Leos, you're number 8 on the list. So 1 is the nicest and 12 is the meanest. So you're kind of on the mean side. It says Leos are as nice as they can be. They love being friendly and having a good time with people. They know, but they definitely know how to be mean. So just know that they don't have patience for people who try to make them mad and they won't hesitate to show you their mean side.
Very accurate. That sounds very right. John Jay, I wanted to mention, me and my sister are going to go drive from Colorado for your grand opening.
But the grand opening of the Rosati's in Casa Grande?
Yes.
That sounds like a very nice thing to do. That's not very Leo of you.
That could be nice.
Exactly. I don't think I'm that mean.
That's
a long drive.
You're going to drive all the way there for the grand opening September 15th. That's great. Have you confirmed that it is going to be open that day?
Shouldn't you?
Wow.
That's how uninvolved you are. Well, I mean, you're making her confirm.
They told me that it was that's what it was going to happen, so I've just kind of been pretty sure that's what it's going
to
happen.
You need to make sure, man.
I found out the other day we're having a job fair. We've hired like 3 employees. We're having a big job fair next weekend or the weekend after to hire a bunch of people. Mm. Yeah. Well, thank you, Lupe. I'll see you then.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Have a good one.
Drive safe.
If it opens.
It should be open. Janae, Aquarius, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, so for Aquarius, you're actually number 4 on the list, so you're one of the nice signs. You might think Aquariuses are mean people, but in reality, they're very nice. Instead of being like the door-holding, smiling at every stranger kind of person, they're more of a friendly human being who just wants to get to know you better. Just know that Aquariuses are great listeners, and they will never hide the person they are from you. They're going to be very authentic.
Yes, I'm very accurate. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Janae.
All right, thank you.
Shanae, Gemini,
Hey, good morning. All right, Suzette, I know you're going to tell me I'm like number 10 or something.
You're not, Shanae. You're actually right in the middle. You're number 6. It says Geminis can be either very nice or very mean. It all depends on what kind of mood you catch them in. And you'll most likely get a little bit of both because of their dual personality. Shanae
and Shanae. It depends on what's going on. That's right. Shanae and Shanae. It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah. That's not bad. Number 6, right in the middle.
Okay, you guys, you got to help me pick an anniversary date. It's almost a year I've been on the air with you guys. I got to try to pick and see what day. I think it's just sometime in September. I just don't, like, remember when. So maybe we'll make it the same day as that you give birth. How about that?
I like that. Yes.
Hey, is there any way you could give birth at the Casa Grande Rosati's on September 15th?
Oh, my goodness, no.
You do not want that.
We'll do the live birth there. It'll be a great promotion.
Like, while I eat pizza.
God.
I'm going to start selling it like that. Suzette's giving birth at the Rosati's at Casa Grande.
She's like, Achilles is coming at Rosati's. No.
The new Achilles pizza with anchovies.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Got to.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shanae. Peace out.
All right, guys.
All right, November, Taurus, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, November. All right, so for Taurus, you're number 3 on the list. One of the nice signs, it says Taurus' nice personality is more than just doing nice things for others. They're also incredibly patient, probably more than any other sign you'll ever meet. Taurus is naturally sensitive, so they know how to express their feelings rather than hold them in.
Oh, yep, that's true. I bet you're up there too, Suzette.
No. We'll find out. Thanks, November. Have a great day.
So, John Jay, for Virgo, you're number 9 on the list. One of the mean side signs. You're on the mean side for sure. To Virgo, being nice is all about letting go and relaxing enough to not let the little things get to you. Unfortunately, that's very hard for Virgos. Virgos can also be passive aggressive and will do something petty behind your back if they are mad at you.
I've seen you do that so many times.
Kyle, for Libras, Libra is number 1 on the list. The nicest sign you'll ever meet. They say that Libras make the most effort to be kind. Libras are born peacemakers. They sometimes go out of their way just to make everyone else happy, even if it means putting their own feelings aside.
Well, that's nice. Wow,
I think that fits you nicely.
It does? Okay.
Wow.
That's good.
And Rich?
That's good.
Pisces, number 2 on the list. Second
number
nicest
two?
Sign.
All right.
Pisces just love being kind to others because it makes them feel like they're doing good for themselves and for other people. Not only is Pisces really nice, but they're also unselfish. In other words, their nice attitude isn't just a ploy to get others to like them more. It's legit genuine.
And what about Capricorn?
And for Capricorn, number 11 on the list, which is not the meanest sign. Scorpio is number 12. They're the meanest sign. But 11 is Capricorn. Capricorn, they can be very mean. And it's the way that they express things that really drive people crazy. They like giving the cold shoulder, icing you out, even blocking you on social media. When they get into that kind of mood, they can be very vengeful, confront you at the worst possible moments, and just make you feel awful.
So it's a good balance on the show then. The two nice people, and you and I are kind of the mean people. It's good. It's good. All right, so if we didn't get to your sign, it's posted at johnjayandrich.com. Kyle, what's something you're working on for 3 things we need to know?
I'm going to tell you which farm animal may be the key to fighting the Rona. Next with John Jay and Rich.
We know you need a distraction at work today. So find us on TikTok at John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
I just think what's happening in Afghanistan is so devastating right now, and people are doing what they can to try to help, and Airbnb is one of those companies. They want to help in the way that they know how, so they are offering free housing to thousands of Afghan refugees. They announced they've got accommodations for at least 20,000 refugees who fled Afghanistan in the past month. The company's housing for refugees will be funded partially by Airbnb's co-founder, Brian Chesky, as well as donors to the Airbnb.org Refugee Fund. Kind of a very, very good thing they're doing. Now, customers are looking for new cars after last year's shutdowns. And I think off the air the other day, we were talking about how there's like these computer chip shortages that go in new cars. They just don't have very many of them. And well, that remains persistent. They're still not getting these computer chips because of, you know, shortages from COVID and slowage and stuff like that. So now what they're saying is a lot of new cars are actually selling for more than their sticker price thanks to the pandemic. This is leading to the spike in the car prices and some vehicles, old and new, going for over sticker price. I guess the moral of the story there is it may not be the greatest time to buy a vehicle.
So my wife grew up in the car business, and the other day we're driving down one of those streets that there's like, you know, 10 car dealerships. Mm-hmm. And to me, the dealership looks packed, like normal. Cars everywhere. We're driving. She's like, oh my God, look how empty the dealership is.
My inventory is way down.
Empty? She goes, yeah, I go, why are they empty? It doesn't look empty to me. She goes, because they can't get these chips to sell these cars, to put in these cars. I'm like, these dealerships look packed to me. There's no space. They're empty. Inventory is low. And I'm like,
she would know.
Okay.
She's right.
Looks,
she would know.
I see a parking lot full of cars. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, it's happening. It's a real thing. So here is yet another reason to love llamas. I love llamas. They're so cute. But researchers actually found that antibodies extracted from a llama neutralized the COVID-19 virus, including its variants. Now, they found this out in lab testing. They say the possible treatment would be to supplement vaccines by giving enhanced protection to people with weakened immune systems or people who have been hospitalized with COVID. Now, I have to say this, and this is very important. Please don't go stealing the first llama you see. I know a lot of people are trying to self-medicate. They hear one story and then they go and they get it off the internet or whatever. These are preliminary studies. So don't try this at home. In other words, leave the llamas alone.
Can't feed them ham.
But this is a hopeful study that could be very helpful in the future. Leave the llamas alone. And that's three things you need to know.
What about emus? Limu, emu. You guys seen that TV commercial?
Sure.
Yeah, I actually have seen that one.
You have? Wow.
That's one that I have seen.
All the insurance commercials are my favorite. All right, coming up, we got Stacks and Hacks. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
I got this DM this morning. It's pretty eye-opening. They said, hey, man, we love the show. Love everything about the show. Don't understand Stacks and Hacks. I was like, man, I guess you're right. If I don't really explain it. I said, well, here's the story behind Stacks and Hacks. Behind Stacks. I said, sometimes we'd get off the air and we'd be talking about something. Oh, yeah, we didn't get to that. Oh, yeah, that didn't come up. Oh, yeah. So we created this thing. And I had this, you know, it was in John J. Stacks. Remember, I had that stack.
You had a stack of papers.
A stack of papers. So I was like, we didn't get to that. So now instead of not getting to it, we made this little part of the show where it's all stuff that's like news stuff, entertainment stuff, just stuff that we didn't get to. So instead of not getting to it, we're just going to get to it. And then Rich has life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
that rhymes.
Yeah,
so we had to put them together.
So that's it. That's what Stacks and Hacks is.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. John Jay and Rich.
A new poll found 80% of Americans think that the summer of 2021 has sucked. But 50% of us wish we could extend it another 2 weeks. Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Just not the heat part. The average American spends roughly $1,500 a year on food they will never eat. Usually it's fruits, vegetables, and dairy that go bad before they're used. Oh my God, you know what I did the other day? I love coconut water. I love coconut water. And the other day, I opened up a coconut water and drank part of it, put it back in the fridge, and then I went on with whatever. And then it got moved to the back, you know, because there's so many people in my house. And then I was dying of thirst, and I saw the coconut water in the back, and I grabbed it and chugged it, and it was spoiled.
You
ever done that?
No, I've never had spoiled coconut water.
No, but have you ever chugged something that was spoiled, and you didn't know until it was already two chugs in? Oh, my God. It was like, it was so gross. And I want to get mad at everybody, but it's my fault. If anyone orders a Lyft XL in New York, L.A., Chicago, and Atlanta this week, you could get picked up by the Wienermobile. Oh, Lyft and Oscar Mayer are partnering up, and it's totally random. After working from home, a lot of women don't want to wear makeup anymore or plan to wear less of it. Kyle?
Yeah, never.
A construction company in Poland has invented flower-scented asphalt. It's got essential oils mix in it. It's supposed to provide a more comfortable working environment for road workers who have to smell asphalt all day. They're planning on using it on new roads soon. I just wanted to say asphalt.
Yes, you did.
A man in North Carolina agreed to sell his Corvette Stingray. It's a beautiful car. He decided to take it out for one last hurrah. He gunned it, lost control, wrecked it. He was charged with reckless driving, and I would assume the deal is off.
Oh, that's sad.
A study found you should take pills with water, not coffee, juice, or soda, and maybe not milk either. Anything other than water can affect how the pills break down in your stomach. And it happens too fast, your body doesn't have enough time to absorb the medication. So just stick with water.
Good to know.
83% of people say a well-maintained carpet improves their confidence in a business. 55% they feel more comfortable in a hotel with clean carpets. Apparently, 45% of people don't care. I mean, if you walk into a hotel, you want clean carpet.
Yeah.
More than half of Americans say they've read at least one serious book this summer. I would say out of the four of us, Rich probably has.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading one right now. It's called 12 Rules for Life. Very serious.
Oh, it's a self-help book or whatever?
It's sort of like a,
I read those all the time, but you read books like that have like stories. What do you call those? Nonfiction?
Novels?
Yeah, novels. Yeah.
I have not read a novel yet. I have. Yeah, I have.
Because I remember you were always reading the one about Egyptians.
Yeah, I read like the Dan Brown stuff I like that stuff.
Purdue University is welcoming its largest freshman class ever. They reportedly are struggling to house them. There are videos online of auxiliary housing that resembles dorm cubicles or barracks. There's so many students. An Alaska Airlines flight was evacuated in Washington State Monday after a passenger's cell phone caught fire. It happened in the cabin while the plane was waiting at the gate. No one was hurt. Remember that when phones were catching on fire randomly?
Happening again.
Get this. Anybody here like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters.
Yes. Did you hear the story, Grant? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. The world's fastest roller coaster is in Japan, and it's been shut down because people keep breaking their bones as the roller coaster reaches super death speed.
Now, don't you want to ride it just to see how fast it goes?
No.
I don't think I have strong bones.
It just goes so fast that their bones can't take the velocity. Oh, my God.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
No.
Snaps.
Pass.
No, thanks. And I love roller coasters, but no.
It's been a while, I think, since it's been a good buddy cop movie. Jason Momoa and David Bautista are making a buddy cop movie set in Hawaii.
Oh, that's fun.
That's going to be good. Megan Thee Stallion, she's suing her record label, right? Yeah. She had a fight with the record label.
Yeah, she's trying to put out a remix to BTS's Butter song, and I guess they're trying to block that from her.
I know.
And it's been happening in the past, too. I remember she was trying to release her EP Sugar, and they didn't allow that, but she won that case, so I don't know what's going to happen with this remix.
Oh, I thought it was coming out. I thought the BTS one, she got permission.
She got permission, I think.
Oh, good.
A judge ruled in her favor, so the remix will release Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I feel, I've become friends with the owner of a record label and they're pals, so I kind of feel like I'm going to remove myself from my opinion.
Do we at all think that that's a publicity thing?
Maybe, because why would they want to block that?
Exactly. Like, BTS is like the biggest thing. So, and Megan Thee Stallion, the biggest thing, like putting those two together.
We fall into that. I fall into that sometimes where I forget that we're caught up in that.
I do like you removing yourself from your own opinion.
I do.
That's interesting.
I remove myself from my own opinion.
I've never heard that before.
Right. Now, do you guys know the Tom Cruise story? Okay, so Tom Cruise, this is awesome, I think. This family in England, they got notified that they have a field in their backyard. They said, can we borrow your field? We need to land a helicopter here for an emergency. And they're like, sure. And it was Tom Cruise. He needed to land his helicopter in the backyard.
What was the emergency?
Whatever, he had to do something. He had a meeting, and it was the airport. The airport nearby was shut down, so they needed to land a helicopter in their backyard. And so as soon as they landed, the family wanted to know who it was. It was Tom Cruise. So Tom Cruise landed and then went out, immediately said hi to the kids. And then he had to go to the meeting. And so he let the helicopter take the family up and whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
I would freak out.
That'd be amazing.
I want a field. I want a field. I want to have a field to be like, welcome, Tom. Anytime. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Let's talk about zits. There's been all kinds of life hacks out there on TikTok on the cures for pimples. So Glamour Magazine went to the foremost dermatologist and they said, what is a life hack that actually works for getting rid of zits? And number one on the list, they say, if you're getting ready to go somewhere and you got a pretty red, angry zit, the best solution is the free ice cube. You just go in your freezer and you get an ice cube and you put it on that zit for 3 or 4 minutes, then remove it, then put it back on for 3 or 4 minutes, and it will take away the redness. And then number two on the list.
Want to get all pink and red?
No, it takes away the redness.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, I get a cold plunge every day and I'm pink when I get out.
Yeah.
the coldness takes it. Well, maybe it makes the rest of your face pink so it matches the zit. That could be it too. And then number two on the list, they say, is actually crushing up an aspirin and putting it in there because it's the salicylic acid helps break out the redness and actually makes it not hurt as much. So number one, ice cube. Number two, aspirin. And all the rest of them, because there's like 15 do's and don'ts, are up on our website at johnjanerich.com.
You're going to come in tomorrow with all these like pieces of aspirin on your face?
Man, I still get the phantom zit all the time.
All right, coming up, we're going to get into your dirty little secrets. You want to confess a secret? We're here for you. You can call 877-937-1047. We can make you anonymous. You know how hard it is to spell anonymous? Every time I try to type it, I go A-N-N, and it's like the word doesn't pop up. I'm like, come on. How you spell it? What do you mean no A-N-N? And I go back, and I go A-N, and then the rest of it pops up, and I'm always like, really? The two N's are later.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's next, John Jane Rich.
Hey, want to confess? It's time for your dirty little secrets with John Jay and Rich. Shh.
All right. If you do have a dirty little secret, we give you an anonymous name. Good morning, Supergirl.
Good morning.
Welcome. What is your dirty little secret?
This is embarrassing. My dirty little secret isn't actually my dirty little secret. It is I found out about, I don't know, several years ago, my mom finally told me that one day my aunt got drunk and was kind of moping and crying over her jealousy of my brother and his then fiance. And admitted to my mother that apparently they had been in a long-term sexual relationship some couple years before this.
Your brother and your aunt?
My mother's sister, yep.
So with her nephew?
Her own nephew.
Whoa. And what did your mom say about that?
You know, I think my mom waited about 2 years to tell me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And she just, I don't know. She still talks to her. I was absolutely floored. I could not believe it. So I don't speak to them anymore. I still speak to my mother, but yeah, she just kind of let it go.
Them, like you don't speak to your brother?
No.
Why?
Oh, he's not a nice person.
Oh, so there's more to it than why you don't speak to him. It wasn't just about the sexual relationship with your aunt.
Right. No, no.
Makes me, you know, when you hear something like that, I think, I don't know if you guys do, but you put yourself in that situation. Like, I can't picture myself sleeping with my tia Rosita.
No, I can't picture it at all.
I would hope and I think most my mom people would get, can't picture that.
My mom would be more like, whoa.
Oh, tia Rosita. Beautiful.
I'm assuming, does your mom, does your aunt, please tell me she looks like, you know, a supermodel?
No.
No.
She looks like an aunt.
No. Tell me she looks more like Kim Kardashian than my dear Rosita.
To be fair, when she was younger, she was very beautiful. But was at it? The time that this happened, I think, no.
And you haven't been able to question your brother, like, what the hell?
Actually, the last time we got we were talking, and it always devolves into an argument. So he had made a comment, and yeah, I just kind of threw it at him, and we have not spoken since.
Did he get married to his fiance?
No, he didn't. He's still single, living all alone.
Is he still seeing your aunt?
No, I don't think so anymore.
Wow.
Wait, does them not getting married have anything to do with him hooking up with his aunt?
It should.
No, you know, something else. He's not nice.
Well, you don't have a lot of closure for us, but the, you know, the initial headline is jarring.
But you know what I will say? Good for you, because if that was like, you know, a toxic person in your life, just to say, look, I'm going to cut ties. I'm not going to have to, you know, deal with this anymore. Good for you, because it's probably a healthier mental state for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Super. I'll tell you, it wasn't surprising from my aunt's side, but from my brother, yeah, I was pretty shocked.
You would think that your aunt, you know, having that relationship with your brother, when your brother does fall in love and get married, that there should be no jealousy. It was like whatever sexual fling, she helped him become a man. She taught him whatever she taught him. And then that's it.
What, like, are you like, justifying right now?
No, but I mean, I'm trying to explain, like, she shouldn't be jealous. Like, she shouldn't be whatever it is, the gift she gave her nephew. Like,
ew. Give? What? You're not hearing yourself right now.
Yes,
clearly.
My aunt used to get me socks as a gift on Christmas. And that's enough.
Ew, ew.
Because she knew what you did with those socks, Richard.
Stop.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Stop. Okay.
I want you off that juice cleanse right now.
All right, Supergirl, thanks for calling in. Thank you for sharing that dirty secret.
Thank you.
All right. It's been in the news. It was in the news yesterday that Kanye West is changing his name legally, right? To Ye.
Ye.
Do you think it'd be Ye West or just Ye?
Ye.
Just Ye, right?
Just Y-E. No last name? Ye. So we thought we'd throw this out there. Have you ever changed your name, legally changed your name to something unique? Or maybe not unique. Maybe you went from, you know, Dave to Eric. Or you went from Kathy to Jenny. What did you change your name to and why? Call us at 877-937-1047. And I wonder if he's doing it to get the publicity like Prince.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, why Ye? Kanye is such a great name.
I know.
Everyone calls him Kanye. Why Ye? You know? John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so through the news, Kanye West legally changing his name from Kanye West just to Ye. So we want to know who has legally changed their name. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, let's go to line 8, Jayloni. Jayloni.
No, it's actually Delani.
Delani?
Yes, Delani.
Did you change your name from when they put it up on the screen?
No.
All right. So who changed what name?
Okay, so my son, in memory of Mac Miller, changed his name legally to Cam, which is Mac backwards.
Oh, wow.
What was his name?
Well, that's interesting, because his name originally was Celeste, because he was born a girl, but he's going through a transition now. He's transgender, so he is transitioning to a male. And when Mac died, he took it really, really, really hard. And in memory, decided to, when he needed to change his name to a male name, he did it after Mac Miller.
Wow.
You know, I was talking about this earlier today. There's a documentary that came out yesterday on Caitlyn Jenner that is fascinating.
Uh-huh.
If you get a chance, watch this on Netflix. It's an unbelievable documentary.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Let's go to Scarlett. Scarlett.
Good morning.
Hi. Did you change your name?
Good morning. I did. I changed it to Scarlett.
From?
It was Scarlett with one T.
No. My name was Terry.
And when did you?
And I hated it.
Why?
I hated it from the moment I even knew my name was Terry. When I was a little girl, I would pretend like my name was Malisha.
Malik?
Malisha.
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 So how come why didn't you change it to Malisha?
Because I grew up. I started using Scarlett, like, when I would go put my name on a list. If you're going to call me up, you know, it's your turn to get in, you know, get a restaurant seat or whatever. Because I hated that Terry rhymed with Mary and Sherry and, you know, and it was a kind of a male name. And so I started out with just that. And then it was my karaoke name. And then as it went on, people started just calling me Scarlett. And so I loved it. And I changed it legally. It costs about the same as a divorce.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was expensive to change your name.
And does anybody in your family still dare call you Terry?
My mother does.
Okay.
Aww.
Was it weird, though, when you changed it? Like, people that were already in your world, like, they were calling you Terry? Would you say, no, call me Scarlett from now on?
No, because they had all kind of gotten used to me wanting to be called Scarlett. It did take some time, you know. People would be like, I only know you as Terry. And I'd be like, well, I hate her, so thanks for wanting to call me the name I hate.
Oh.
My one of my favorite aunts, my Aunt Peachy, was a Thelma, and she's like, that's an old lady name. She was an old lady, but she changed it to Peachy and legally changed it. And if anybody would say Thelma, she would just look right by him. So just like you, Scarlett.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I said it costs the same as a divorce, it's the same as a divorce if you do the divorce on your own. Like $319.
Oh, okay.
Wait, okay.
Thank you very much, Scarlett, for calling. Yeah, when I hated my name growing up, John Jay. I hated it.
So unique.
Well, I like it now, but I did when I was a kid. And I remember my mom. I don't know if I was crying, but I remember complaining. And my mom goes, "What do you want? What do you want your name to be?" And I was like, "Steve." She was okay. I'm Elia. Steve, go clean your room. Steve, and she called me Steve for a day, and I hated it when she called me Steve. Stop calling me Steve.
I hated my name too because there was kids. You're a boy. I'm like, I'm not. Kids are just mean. But now I just appreciate it that it's unique.
I know. Bear, what's up? You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
So I'm assuming you changed your name to Bear?
Yes. My name was Theodore. It was a family name. And my dad actually thought that that was his name because it's Ted. And his name was always Teddy Bear. And so... he put down on my birth certificate that his name was Theodore. And when my mom found out that his name wasn't Theodore, she was pissed. And then when I'd always been called Bear, that was my name that they wanted to name me. And so when they found out that they tried changing it, it kind of never worked. And then when I turned 16, I was like, no, it's not going on my license as Theodore. And just because I didn't know, like, that's not my name.
Yeah, I get it. You've been called Bear your whole life. And you're like, wait, that's not my name.
Yep.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Bear.
Yep. Thank you.
One of my son Dutch, one of his friends, I met him the other day, and his first name is Brick.
Brick? That's cool.
No, I think that's freaking cool, man.
It's solid.
Yeah.
John, Jay, and Rich.
It's time for Dirty Little Secret. Okay, Lucy, hello. You have a dirty little secret, huh?
Yes, I do.
What do you got? What happened?
What was that?
What happened? What's your secret?
I am pansexual, and I do not believe in monogamy. I will never get into a relationship or have a connection with anybody like that, because I feel like that makes you stay the safest. Like, no one can hurt you that way. So no one in my family knows this. They think that I have regular relationships, but I don't.
When you say pansexual, for those of us who aren't totally familiar, what does that mean?
It means I'm attracted to anybody, regardless of gender. I'm more attracted to their personality, their vibe, versus what they look like and what gender they are.
And no one knows about this? Like, you don't have a friend that you've told?
No, I've never told anyone before.
Okay, so at Thanksgiving dinner, when you go to your family and you bring a date, you could bring a guy home or a girl home?
Yes.
And that's not bisexual?
No, bisexual is... See, I could also bring home somebody that's transsexual or that's non-binary. It's different than bisexual, because bisexual, you're attracted to just males or females. Oh. I'm attracted to everybody, regardless of their orientation.
And you don't have emotions?
No.
So what this...
No, I was in a stressful relationship before, and it made it so that I never want to be in a relationship again because it was abusive.
What this kind of sounds like to me is I was reading this thing the other day that said there's something called aromantic, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you want the relationship, you want, you know, intimacy in the bedroom, if you will, but just not romance. You don't want that type of connection. Would you identify with that?
Yes, that sounds about right.
Okay. So intense, it can be an intense relationship, but not intimate.
No, it can be intimate, but not intense.
Oh, okay. Now I got you.
Do you ever think that there may be someone out there that could give you that, you know, without, you know, bringing up those scars that could maybe heal that for you?
Honestly, I don't even want to try. I don't even want to try because I like having my options open. I wouldn't say I'm polyamorous, but I am intimate with multiple people. Not just one person. And I think by keeping my doors open that way, that I have less chance of getting hurt, less chance of someone getting close to me.
So when was the last time you were intimate with someone?
Last night.
Oh, and was that a guy, girl, trans?
It was a guy.
A guy. And is he there now or does he just leave?
No. No, he left last night.
So it's not like emotional. It's like you're done. You're like, all right, get out. See you later.
Pretty much. There's no cuddling. There's no talking. There's no hanging out and get to know me kind of thing.
That sounds great. I didn't sign up for this.
What about the people that fall for you? They're probably fallen for you in a different way than you're able to fall back for them. They have,
but I'm very upfront in the beginning. Okay. I tell them that this is not going to be an emotional relationship. This is not going to be a relationship in and of itself. I tell them beforehand that I have multiple partners. I'm very upfront about what I do with my partners because I feel like if you keep it quiet and don't tell them, that's not very fair. And I'm not about keeping secrets, so I'm very open about what I do with my partners, mm-hmm. just not with my family and friends. They don't know.
Do you think that you'll ever tell them?
I think my family would understand, but I don't want them to think that I'm just sleeping around with everybody in that kind of aspect. So that's kind of why I keep it a secret. I don't want them to think that I'm, I don't know what word I can say on the air.
Well, but I mean, it's good to know who you are. You probably struggled for a long time to figure out where you're at.
I did. It's something that I've come to the realization in the past few years, more of. I did identify as bisexual before, but then I realized that I do find trans people attractive, non-binary people attractive, anything in the LGBTQ+ category. Mm-hmm. Works for me.
Right on. Well, thank you. You know, it's funny when you said pansexual. Like, I'm trying to think where that comes from, what that means. You know, like, is it the pan word? Because you know how this panoramic? Mm-hmm. Is pan the word?
I feel like I can solve this pan situation.
Yeah? Is it why you're Googling it?
The N is silent. That's a movie quote. Nick got that. There's someone listening who got that.
Lucy, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
What if you're turned on by pans? There's got to be a fetish for that. Frying pans.
Is there? Have you?
I mean, there's sure a fetish there is, for man. Everything.
What I found out, there's some everything. Casa, what happened to you? What's the story that you freaked out at home?
Oh, no. I just had one of those moments yesterday where it was like, you know, where you just like take your hand and you just hit your head. Like, oh, my gosh.
Like that emoji?
I'm like such a maroon. Yeah. That was like me yesterday. So as we were finishing up, after the show was done, I was busy in another studio getting a bunch of stuff done. And I got a quick text from our dog groomer. And she was like, Sam's going to be there closer to 10. And I was like, she is? I was like, it's like right now. Oh. So I'm like, oh no, how did I miss that Daisy had an appointment to get groomed today? So I freak out and I text Scott, who works from home. So I'm like, hey, you're going to have to open the door for Sam. I don't know how I missed it, but, you know, I just got a text. She's going to be there like any minute, basically. And I'm so sorry, like whatever. So Scott's like, no worries. I'll go inside because he works out in Exceda. And he's like waiting and waiting. And it's like 10:30 rolls around and he texts me and he's like, hey, she's still not here and I gotta, you know, work. I gotta do my job. And I'm like, that's so weird. Like, I got the text that like she's gonna be there closer to 10 and the actual appointment, I got the text that was at 9. I'm like, hold on a second, I'll text her boss, and because her boss is the one that texted me. And I was like, hey, I just want to make sure everything's okay because it's like 10:30, almost 10:45 now, and Sam's still not here. Just maybe you want to check in with her and make sure she's okay. And I'm like, and Scott's like, hello, is it like, what am I? I'm just sitting here. And I'm like, I'm waiting for a text back. And I get the text back and she goes, your appointment's tomorrow. And then I went back and reread the text above the text that Sam was going to be there at 10. And it was like, just an appointment reminder for tomorrow at 10. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, hey, Scott, are you ready to be even more annoyed with me? He's like, yeah. I'm like, the appointment's tomorrow. You didn't have to wait at all. Get back to work. It just felt so dumb. But I was like busy, so I didn't really read the long text. I just saw the like, hey, she's going to be there closer to 10. And I was like, oh crap, how did I miss that appointment? But I didn't, because it's today. Anyway,
we got the John, Jay, and Rich drunk dial line. You can call us anytime at 602-888-1933 and leave us a message. We got a bunch of messages last night. We'll get to those next. John, Jay, and Rich.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting drunk over the weekend or just want to talk to us? Call your John, Jay, and Rich drunk dial line at 602-888-1933.
My son Jake finally showered in his dorm at the U of A, and he said it was fantastic, and he can't believe he didn't shower earlier.
Good.
And he went to Chipotle 2 nights ago. Last night he went to American Eat Company. Said it was fantastic.
So good.
Yeah, he went to, I've been hanging out at that place, and I've been going to this monster hot dog place. And he went and got a monster quesadilla, which I did not know about. So when I get back off my diet, when I lose 40 pounds, I'll be going there. All right, drunk dial line is 602-888-1933. You leave his voicemail, you can end up on the air.
So I just listened to yesterday's show, and the very end, where John Jay was like, is that what we always wish happened? When the girl got attacked by the alligator, and we were at SeaWorld, and Hope Shamu kind of takes the trainer out. I laugh so hard, first of all. Second of all, I believe John Jay is my spirit animal because I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I get that from a lot of people. Got another one?
Hi, guys. It's Liberty. Very big fan. I just really had a call and say that I love everything you guys do on the show, but I really have to say, every time Andrew comes on, I always laugh my butt off in my car. So if this is played, Andrew, I freaking love you, babe. Don't you ever change.
Yeah, he's great.
Andrew's the best.
We love Andrew.
Great. And if you don't know Andrew, listen to a podcast. He calls in a couple times a week, then he'll disappear for 6 months.
Yeah, he does that.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts, and she was doing a little show for the radio station. They were all just hanging out in rehearsals, and she walks up to me, and she's like, I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Get me a chip. Get me a bag of chips. So I'm like, all right, I'll go get you a bag of chicks. So I go get her a bag of chips. Nothing said. She does the concert. She thanks me during the show for a bag of chips. She's like, because of this man, I got a bag of chips. That's why I'm singing tonight. So she was very cool. Nice.
That was a master class.
I need to meet this person.
She got the congestion.
Like, that was good. 110%.
Let me make sure.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts, and she was doing a little show for the radio station.
I don't think I've heard that before.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
Yes. I get something new out of this every time. It's like a motivational seminar. Hold on.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts. And she was doing a little show for the radio station. They were all hanging out in rehearsals. And she walks up to me. She's like, I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Get me a chip. Give me a bag of chips. So I'm like, all right, I'll go get you a bag of chips. So I go get her a bag of chips. Nothing said. She does the concert. She thanks me during the show for a bag of chips. She's like, because of this man, I got a bag of chips. That's why I'm singing tonight. So she was very cool. Nice. I like her a lot. She's a cool lady.
Did she do that too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear her again.
You know, I met Gladys Knight when I worked in Dallas. I worked for a station that did these concerts, and she was doing a little show for the radio station. They were all just hanging out in rehearsals, and she walks up to me, and she's like, I'm supposed to go up and rehearse, but I ain't had one chip. Get me a chip. Get me a bag of chips. So I'm like, all right, I'll go get you a bag of chips. So I go get her a bag of chips. Nothing said. She does the concert. She thanks me during the show for a bag of chips. She's like, because of this man, I got a bag of chips. That's why I'm singing tonight. So she's very cool. Nice.
Oh, my God. That is brilliant.
Masterpiece.
Is brilliant. Yes.
Everything.
Wow. The detail.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to play Reverse the Verse. We got tickets to Lady Gaga in Vegas. I've won the last two games. I'm trying to take my family to Vegas, so I need to. I'm going to play really hard for this next pair so I can take the six of us. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Young Cam Doja Cam. All right, Desmond is going to be our contestant. Cello Desmond.
Hey, how you doing?
Would you like to see Lady Gaga in Las Vegas?
Oh, yes, I would. I would love to.
Okay, that's the prize, but I also want to see Lady Gaga in Las Vegas, and I'm taking my huge family with me.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to win the tickets. So if you, I won the last 2 days, so I already have four.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you win today, you can
Dang
go.
It?
So, but if you win
oh,
today,
perfect.
Yeah,
I'd love to join you.
Well, no, I'm not going to sit with you. Well, maybe we're all sitting together. Who knows? Maybe we are. Anyway,
maybe I want to.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can sit with us, but you got to win.
All right.
So, how do we play?
I'm going to try my hardest. I'm going to win.
Okay. Well, this is the movie edition of Reverse the Verse. It is songs from the movie. It could be the theme from the movie. You should know these backwards and forwards. But do you? A little bit different today is everybody's going to get one chance. We're going to go around the room. But if somebody doesn't get their clue, you can buzz in and steal points from them. We start with you, John Jay. Reverse the verse.
The theme from Avengers.
Right. Yeah, you got that.
That's a really good theme.
That was ready.
Strong.
Yeah.
Okay, Cal, we move over to you. Reverse the verse.
That's hard.
I know what it is.
Stop it. I don't want you to get it. You out of anyone.
I think
if anyone gets to steal this, it's Desmond. Okay. I'm going to say Beauty and the Beast.
Suzette.
Oh, Suzette. And Suzette, if you steal it, I give you a point for the song and a point for the movie.
Pocahontas?
Correct.
I don't know what the song is called.
We need to sing with all the voices.
Vanessa L. Williams.
I should have known that. I feel
got ourselves
bad.
A tie game already. Suzette, we move over to you. Reverse the verse.
Shallow, and the movie is called A Star is Born.
There you go.
I couldn't remember.
Just like that, you jumped up front. All right. Okay, it's up to you, Desmond. Reverse the verse. What is this?
Oh, okay. I know. It's what is it called? 007?
It is not Chance to Steal.
That's my hand.
Who's wants to steal?
Najee.
I hear Kyle first.
Is that it?
That's Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Oh. It sounds exactly the same backwards, don't you think?
I feel like you were right there, Desmond.
Almost. So close.
Okay. Is that the U2 version or the Lalo Schifrin?
That is the U2 version. So, John Jay with a point. Kyle with a point. Suzette with 3 points. We go to round two, and we move over to John Jay.
Oh, that's a Moulin Rouge. That's a... What's that song called?
I'll give you that. Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade.
2 points.
Frito Lady Marmalade.
Okay.
Back in the day, this was the Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We played that 1,000 times. Okay, Kyle, back over to you. So far, the score
is... Everyone else's is so much easier than when it's mine.
It's always easier when it's not yours, but this one is yours. John Jay, 3 points. Suzette, 3 points. Kyle, you have 1 point. I'll give you a point for the song and a point for the movie.
Okay, is that Beauty and the Beast?
It's a pity,
yes. Good job. All right, over to you, Suzette.
Ooh, that's the Hugh Jackman movie. That is The Greatest Showman.
Also sounds the same.
Listen to the creatures of Montana's and that.
All right, so then one more chance here. Desmond, if you get the song and the movie, you will win Lady Gaga tickets. Because I'll give you 5 points for each. Are you ready?
All right. Yes, sir. Eminem, Lose Yourself.
It sounds like he's doing it in another language.
You know what? Yeah.
Play.
You hear me?
Yeah, you got it. You won. You got to take it. You're gonna be sitting next. You'll be sitting between my son and my wife.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
so, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Hold on the line, Desmond.
Thank you,
Kyle. What do we need to know?
OnlyFans is pulling an abrupt 180. I'll explain next with John Jay and Rich.
What do we need to know?
OnlyFans is pulling an abrupt 180 after backlash of their porn ban. They're like, oh, wait, guys, you can post sexually explicit stuff on our site. So in their statement, they said OnlyFans stands for inclusion and we will continue to provide a home for all of our creators. Now that the banks freaked out, right, when they realized how much money they were about to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't part of their statement. That was just my addition, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
So it's going back to normal.
So back to normal. Yeah. Look out, you guys, because here comes another product aiming to set your mouth on fire. Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew is on the way. It'll only be available online. You can get it starting August 31st, if that's your thing. So it's the most frustrating thing when you get the notification. You got your Amazon package, but it's not out there. This happened to one woman in Connecticut. So she decided to look at her security cameras. Turns out a bear stole her package.
What was in the package?
Toilet paper. I'm like, was it the Charmin bear?
So it's like that joke. Is a bear poop in the woods? The bear's like, yes.
Yes.
And I don't want it to stick to my fur.
Exactly. She ended up finding her package, so they didn't have to replace it. And that's 3 things you need to know.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.